From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad, in a speech to Parliament Tuesday, vowed to continue the fight against terrorism. He said the war will continue until terrorism is ripped from its root and vowed to liberate every inch of Syrian territory. Mr. Assad also accused Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, a chief foe in the five-year civil war, of sending thousands of militants into the northern city of Aleppo. Aided by forces from Russia and Iran, Syria has been battling opposition elements, including Islamic State, and has made gains, including the recapture in March of the ancient city Palmyra. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner called the tone of the speech vintage Assad.
He basically got up and said what he always says, which is that he's going to never back down, never step aside, going to keep up the fight, and never recognize the role that he has directly played in creating the conditions that exist today in Syria, where Daesh has been able to get a strong foothold and establish itself, where you've got segments of the population cut off from humanitarian assistance deliberately by the regime.
Toner appealed to Moscow and Tehran and those with influence on the Syrian leader to keep him from letting the Geneva peace process fall apart. A car bomb targeting a police bust in Istanbul killed 11, including 7 policemen, and wounded 36 others Tuesday during morning rush hour. The blast occurred on the second day of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan and is the fourth in the country so far this year. A car bomb in Iraq's holy city of Karbala, southwest of Baghdad, Tuesday, killed at least 5 and wounded more than 20 others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. However, the Islamic State, a Sunni militant group, often targets Iraq's Shia majority. This is VOA News. President Obama and India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi Tuesday highlighted the strong bond between the two countries during a meeting at the White House. Mr. Obama said they're committed to signing the Paris Climate Change Agreement by year's end. He thanked Mr. Modi for his serious commitment to clean energy, as well as the safe use of nuclear energy.
I indicated our support for India becoming part of the nuclear suppliers group, the abilities for technologies that are critical to India's development and prosperity being available.
They also discussed growing economic and security ties. Mr. Modi ends his visit with a rare speech Wednesday before a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress. China said its exports fell more than 4% in May, while imports also dropped slightly. Meanwhile, China and the U.S. ended an 8th strategic and economic dialogue in Beijing Tuesday amid growing commercial and security tensions. While China has promised to rein in the production of steel, flooding global markets, it did not address concerns about aluminum exports. And senior U.S. officials are reported to press China to reduce barriers to foreign business investment. In U.S. presidential politics, presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump swept all 5 primary elections Tuesday and addressed supporters in New York.
I'd like to begin by thanking the people of Montana, South Dakota, New Mexico, New Jersey, and California. We had some big, big days, and we have some big numbers coming in. Very big numbers.
Meanwhile, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton sailed to victory in the Democratic Party's primary elections in New Jersey and New Mexico, 2 of 6 states holding ballots, as she tries to become the first woman to secure a major U.S. political party's presidential nod. The rights group Amnesty International Tuesday charged that albinos in Malawi are being targeted in what it called an unprecedented wave of brutal attacks. The group said attackers are seeking body parts for witchcraft. Simeon Mwanza is an Amnesty researcher.
The main recommendations for the government of Malawi is to protect the right to life and security of person for people with albinism, ensuring that people with albinism have access to education, including by looking at the conditions under which they are learning.
He said they often experience bullying and social exclusion. Amnesty says nearly 20 suffering from albinism, a hereditary skin disease, have been killed since November 2014. The UN whistleblower who exposed the rape of children by peacekeepers in Africa has quit in protest of what he sees as a complete impunity of those responsible. Anders Kamp has served as director of field operations for the UN Human Rights Office. The head of the UN's AIDS fighting organization named U.S. fashion designer Kenneth Cole as an international goodwill ambassador. Cole has a long history of AIDS activism. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.